Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, there is a story told about Saint Patrick, a 5th century bishop known as the Apostle of Ireland. Once he passed through a kingdom named Munster, when the Prince King Angus came forth to meet him. This prince had already obtained some knowledge of Christianity and asked for holy baptism. Now a bishop always carries a crucifix, a stylish staff, a symbol of governing office of a bishop. Patrick's crucifix had a metal spike so that he could stick it into the ground. When he began to baptize Prince, he stuck his crucifix into the ground beside him. But the crucifix did not go into the ground, it went instead right through Prince's foot. The prince did not even mourn, but just went a bit pale. Saint Patrick, however, went on with the ceremony, not knowing what he had done. After ceremony, Patrick turned to take his crucifix from the ground, and he saw the ground soak with blood. He was horrified when he realized what he had done. "Why didn't you say something?" Patrick asked the prince. The prince answered, "Well, I thought it was part of the baptism ceremony." Well, we could perhaps laugh over it, but then think of it from another perspective. Is not pain an intrinsic element of baptism? Is baptism today become a mere ritual? Or is baptism a life-transforming process with its intrinsic elements of pain and sacrifices? Today, Holy Mother the Church celebrates the feast of the baptism of Jesus. This incident of the baptism of Jesus is greatly significant and important. For Jesus, it was a moment of identification with us sinners. It was a moment of decision to begin the public ministry. It was a moment of approval when his father called him as his beloved son. Each one of us as Christians have been baptized in the Lord. What does baptism mean to us? Baptism is a time when we call ourselves to have put on Christ, a time of conversion from the old to the new. The Catholic baptism has some of the following elements which are powerful pointers to recognize the worth and the depth of this sacrament. Water recalls the many miracles from the Old Testament. Noah's flood for a new creation, the crossing of the Red Sea by dying to the past and welcoming a new beginning, Moses bringing water from the rock, symbolizing the new life in Christ. Baptismal garment symbolizes purity from the stain of the original sin and the call to live in holiness and sanctity. The baptismal candle represents the flame of grace that is kindled at baptism and the utmost care to be taken to keep it away from being extinguished by the wind of mortal sin. It also shows the acceptance of Jesus, the light of the world, and his word to be a lamp for one's feet and a light to one's path. The oil of anointing is the seal that we are blessed to be called the children of God and the members of the Holy Catholic Church. It is the initiation into the threefold ministry, being a prophet, priest, and shepherd, just like Jesus. Godparents represent the church, committing themselves to the growth and guidance of the spiritual life of the baptized person. Most of us have been baptized when we were too little. We were not aware, but those who loved us and cared for us were aware. Baptism is a beginning, an initiation into a life of grace, a journey with the Lord. As a baptized Christian, we have a very noble vocation and an immense responsibility. Yes, we are a baptized child of God, consecrated to the Lord, holy to Him. Be proud to be a Christian. Yes, let us rekindle the fire and love of being a Christian. Let us renew our baptism. Let us live every day our baptism. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen. These catechumens, who are our brothers and sisters, have already traveled a long road. We rejoice with them in the gentle guidance of God who has brought them to this day. Let us pray that they may press onward until they come to share fully in our way of life.
That God our Father may reveal His Christ to them more and more with every passing day, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That they may undertake with generous hearts and souls whatever God may ask of them, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That they may have our sincere and unfailing support every step of the way, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That they may find in our community strong signs of unity and generous love, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That their hearts and ours may become more responsive to the needs of others, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That in due time, these catechumens may be found ready to receive the baptism of new birth and renewal in the Holy Spirit, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty God, source of all creation, you have made us in your image. Receive with love those who come before you. Lead our catechumens to the baptism of new birth, so that living a fruitful life in the company of your faithful, they may receive the eternal reward that you promise. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord.